I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media News. Governor Bruce Rauner met Thursday with the News Gazette editorial board. Reporter Tom Kasich was present as the governor discussed topics ranging from higher education funding to his turnaround agenda. Kasich told Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert that the governor said he had tried to negotiate a full year's funding for higher education, just as he did for K-12 schools.
I'm not sure I had heard that discussion before, at least publicly with legislators, you know, that this was even on the table, but he said it was just too heavy a lift and that he was able to do the P through 12, but that higher education would have to just stay with a six-month budget.
The president of the U of I, Tim Killeen, has talked about reducing costs tied to administration and other areas. Rauner, from the interview with the editorial board, he cited overhead and bureaucracy. Is he implying that the leadership hasn't gone far enough to cut costs?
Yeah, because he had stated that before. This is nothing new. I mean, the governor, you know, said even when he was running for governor that he thought higher education had too much overhead, too much bureaucracy. So I don't think what he's saying is that new, but he did get a little more specific and said that he wanted to direct more money to the U of I, and he specifically mentioned, you know, more money for students and professors and research. So by process of elimination, I think, you know, he's talking about perhaps some union workers on campus and certainly the upper echelon, which I think there's been a lot of discussion of, the bureaucracy, the number of maybe white-collar workers at the U of I, too. I think he's said in the past that he just thinks there's too many on all the university campuses.
Well, he talked about the turnaround agenda with your staff and trying to promote it. What do you expect to see from him over the next few months as he tries to promote this on social media as we get to the end of this short-term budget?
Yeah, he said pretty much there's, you know, the three issues for him before he'll consider any tax increase remain workers' comp reform, some sort of pension agreement, and more local control. And you can take the local control, you know, definition of whatever means to you. But, you know, I think that what that means for most people is union prevailing wages and maybe some property tax relief. Interestingly, on the pension reform, I asked him, you know, is this something that's going to be negotiated over the summer, or is this something that's going to have to wait till after the election? And he said that he would be meeting with individual legislators and with the leadership, the legislative leadership, over the summer, but that he didn't expect the legislature to go into session until after the election. And I'm pretty sure that's the way the legislators are looking at it, too, so that, you know, he'll try to lay the groundwork over the summer and maybe the fall, but that nothing's going to happen till the lame duck session of the legislature, which starts a week after the election and ends in early January. So there's not going to be a vote on any of these issues until then.
Was Rauner suggesting at all a different approach toward reaching his goals?
To me, this is all going to be about the election and portraying this as a Bruce Rauner and the people versus Mike Madigan and the powerful. You know, he still contends that he gets along well with John Cullerton, the Senate president, and that Cullerton, even on this pension issue, for example, is willing to negotiate, but that Madigan is just a roadblock to everything he wants to have done.
Did he talk about the election in terms of what message he wanted to get out in campaigns for the GOP running in the legislature?
Not really, but I think that's been pretty clear that, you know, this is, you know, Chicago. You know, we don't want to bail out Chicago. We don't want to give anything to the speaker. We want to hold the line. We want to make Illinois more competitive. We're not going to sign off on a tax increase until we get our reforms. And, you know, I think, you know, if you look at one, you know, you reduce the message of this election to one photograph or one image, it's just going to be Bruce Rauner versus Mike Madigan and all the people allied with him.
That's News Gazette reporter Tom Kasich talking with Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.